20 minutes to go on the Big Sports Breakfast. We've enjoyed our morning out here at Rose Hill, I should say. Gardens, the race course, the rain has held off. It's north.
It's been good.
I can see it coming through, but it's holding north, thank goodness. Brett Devine's with us. We've spoken a lot about the weather, haven't we, of late? So hopefully it's going to be okay. And we've been talking about if it's a downpour, it'll run through the grass, and we just don't want that mizzle or that it just rain all day.
Yeah, good morning, TK and Slats and all the punters out there. Of course, yeah, we are all looking at the weather, but yeah, rain, hail or shine, I guess, the Golden Slipper meeting just is one of the great sporting events. I know you've got a lot of punters and a lot of horse racing fans that listen to you, but you've got a lot of sport fans, and this is one of the great sporting events on the Australian calendar. If you haven't been to a Golden Slipper, you've got to come out and just experience it. From the time the national anthem's played and the real buzz around the track, and then that frenetic minute and 10 seconds of that race is just pure excitement, pure speed, pure adrenaline. Really come out and just soak up that atmosphere. It's very Sydney, and look, we're really proud of not only our race course out here and the refurbishment right through the Rose Hill Gardens precinct, $28 million, but looks Golden great. Carnival passes for $30 get you there for 5 weeks of entry, and the ATC quite proudly last week announced that we've cut food and drink prices across the course by 33% all year round, not a carnival gimmick. I know we spoke about it last week, but for those that didn't hear, so there's no reason not to come out and experience that thrill. Great value for money, and wow, what a race meeting. And can I just say, I guess carnivals and racing carnivals, and we focus on Sydney, are about getting the best of the best. Well, we've got the favourite from Brisbane. We've got everyone from Melbourne, from the Blue Diamond. We've got our own great horses that you've spoken about, including with Gary Portelli this morning. So in terms of a carnival day, what a great attraction for the athletes on the track. Shall we say one other thing? The Mighty Mare winks.
Yeah, exactly. I like you talking about it as an event. And you're right, our listeners just love sporting events. You don't have to be fully into horse racing to enjoy the day.
No,
it's such
not
a
at
good
all.
Social occasion, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, it's social. And then the athletes themselves. Even the athletes themselves, if you think about what the jockeys do, and that's extraordinary in its own sense. But Ryan Moore's here, one of the great jockeys of the world, William Buick, all the Melbourne jockeys and so forth, and of course our own great jockeys like the Hugh Bowman.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, six idols like Ronnie Duffersey.
Well, and Glenn Munsey, of course.
Munns will be here.
Look, you know, that those food and drink prices have been made possible by the amount they consume. So,
but you're right, because, you know, we love Derby Day in Melbourne, but there's actually four group ones on Derby Day in Melbourne. There's five group ones here, and they're at the peak of their powers, all the horses. So it's like going to five grand finals for me in one day. So if you haven't been to a slipper, you can tick off from going to a slipper, but you tick off on seeing winks. And that's a crucial thing as well. You want to see winks up close and personal. You can go around to the sheds. You can have a look. You can walk around there. People might not know. You can get access. Don't do anything untowards. But, you know, you can. You know, you say, I saw winks. I saw winks race on Slipper Day at Rose Hill.
Yeah, and it's something Sydney should be really proud of. We do hold the biggest day of Group 1 racing in the country. You have the Golden Slipper, the George Ryder Stakes, the Rose Hill Guineas, the Galaxy and the Randvet. Wow, what a lineup of races. All ages, all distances, all sexes. You can't not be excited by a race day like that, and we just want everybody to come out and fill the stands right up and cheer on those horses.
Just to explain again, this Golden Carnival Pass, which we've been giving a couple of away on the program as well, mate, but it's actually for the good meetings. Normally that sort of stuff is just, you know, for the, you know, check the little copyright down the bottom. You know, not on Slipper Day, not on Championship Day, but it's all good for all the carnival.
100%. You have to go to theatc.com.au, theatc.com.au. I'll explain it as simply as I can so people don't think it's a gimmick. It's $30 total, very small booking fee. You get entry to the next five meetings in a row. So it averages out at $5-6 a meeting. Golden Slipper, 2 days of the championships, all those around it. It's just the best offer you could hope for. Look, I really urge people to go to that website. The offer does close this week, I think, on Thursday midnight. But have a look at the website, see those conditions. But there's no better entry ticket in town for any sporting event.
Brett, thanks for hosting us this morning. Seeing some of the slipper contenders gallop on the course proper here, and good luck with the barrier draw at 11 o'clock today.
Thanks, TK and Slats. It was great to have you here. We really appreciate the support, and especially good luck to all the punters on Saturday.